Until Midday, the morning program with Gary Adsed.
And we're going to talk now about, this is a very difficult area to discuss. As a journalist for some years, people have rung constantly through to certainly the West newsroom or the TV newsrooms I've worked in, and they want to discuss their family court case. For a journalist, it's very difficult because family court matters are pretty well off limits in many respects because of the confidentiality that goes with it, and also the idea of talking about children who may well be at the centre of family court disputes. But this time of year, Christmas, as we head towards it, is perhaps a more significant time for those people who have gone through divorces and separations, etc., and the whole issue of access to children. It gets complicated. Trying to break it down, we've invited DS Family Law, that's the company, and Milos Shuplaglov is the managing partner of DS Family Law, to discuss this issue of how tricky it can be. Now, most of us wander into Christmas time thinking, great, off to meet the family, who's going to bring the wine, who's going to bring the turkey, etc., etc. It all goes smoothly, few drinks, everyone falls asleep at about 4 o'clock. It's a happy family day. But it's not always that simple. And Milos, I can ask you this question. Why is it that it's a bit trickier for people who have gone through the divorce and gone through family courts?
Well, Gary, the reality is that people that are separated and who have separated for the first time often have to negotiate arrangements to see their children. Generally speaking, for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, they tend to be the days where people are quite anxious to see their children. And so if you're separated for the first time, it's negotiating the stress involved with Christmas. That is, where you're going to have Christmas, where the children are going to be handed over, when, and often people can be very stressed not only organising Christmas, but then having their first Christmas perhaps alone, or dealing with the reality, which is don't have my partner around anymore, don't have extended family around anymore, and so it's very important for them to see their kids during a special time like Christmas.
Obviously, court orders come out of the family court in terms of access and other issues surrounding divorces, etc. Are there certain court orders that you need or you can access in Yes. terms of the Christmas period?
Yes, and that's very important. It's probably the most important message today is really to say to your listeners, you need to have orders in place to avoid any unpleasantness on Christmas Day and the Christmas period. If you don't have orders in place, then the best you can do is negotiate arrangements with your partner. And to do that, you should either go down the mediation route or, in fact, consult a family lawyer to try and negotiate. Now's the crucial time. The family court are over flooded with applications for Christmas Day contact and during the Christmas period, and they do have in place a streamlined process to ensure that applications are heard before Christmas. Now, the time to have done that was about the second week of November. It's not late now, and but the court won't guarantee applications to be heard, so the best one can do to avoid that unpleasantness is to have orders in place to promote that certainty with respect to those arrangements.
And do you think, from your experience, people talk about this early enough? Do they consider this early enough, or does it just become part of the some of the nastiness that might go on in relation to the family breakup when they are told, well, sorry, no, and you should have got a court order?
Yes, well, look, in my experience, what you want to avoid is the police turning up on your partner's doorstep, unpleasantness occurring, the police taking children away to other households. You don't want that. The police also won't be able to assist parties unless they have orders in place. It's simply a domestic matter. If things get violent, that's a different story. But without those orders in place, nothing really can occur. And so your listeners will want to avoid unpleasantness, and the best thing to do that is to be proactive, to be pragmatic, and to consider and talk early to their partners about the arrangements. What are we doing on Christmas Day? Are you spending time with your family like you used to at lunchtime? Are you having a dinner this year? Will it be in Two Rocks? Will it be in Kalgoorlie? Those sorts of issues need to be resolved, and if they can't be, then the court needs to make that determination for the parties.
All right, now, as you're listening to what Milos is having to say here, look, we are happy to take talkback callers on 9221882 if you want to call in and get some advice on how to progress an issue you have. But you must be aware that when it comes to the family court, we will not be using names, and you must not use names on air, because we will simply have to dump it, as they say in the radio game. We'll have to hit that dump button. So more than happy to talk to you. 9221882 is the number to call if you'd like to speak to Milos about these sort of issues. On top of the issue of trying to do a sort of a peaceful arrangement over Christmas period as to when you can see your kids, this is a really stressful time for families anyway. And I think, am I right in saying that, you know, some families break up over this Christmas period because of the sort of stresses and strains as well? Is that something that you've experienced?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's the reality that, and it may be crude to say, but people often go to work on a daily basis. So the reality of being at home with the family unit, maybe having extended family around, coupled with the stress of organising and impressing perhaps the extended family as to, you know, the Christmas dinner or the Christmas lunch. And then people often forget the reality of having screaming kids at home. Mm. They forget the reality of the pressures and stresses associated with Christmas and supporting their partner appropriately. And so you do have that, oh, I'm at home now, I don't really like what I'm seeing. And then the new year, family lawyers are very busy because there is a huge amount of family breakdown. And I do have to say that stress associated with Christmas and alcohol is probably a cocktail for disaster in most cases.
Yeah. With parents, and the one I feel sorry for, obviously, the children. I mean, that's who I feel sorry for in all of this. They do tend to compete, don't they, particularly at Christmas time, in terms of what they want to do with their kids at Christmas time, whether they want to take them overseas and that sort of thing. Does that add to the strain, that competition?
Yes, it does, and particularly if you've got parents that are arguing over contact or residency issues, and child support is a huge issue, and if you've got parents trying to outdo each other, buy bigger presents, go on a holiday, particularly when child support, let's say, is being argued about, that can really rub salt into the wound for many parents. And the real issue is that it needs to be focused on the children. The time is for the most part about them. It's about seeing their faces light up and enjoy the Christmas period, and it's not about the parents. Christmas is not the time to litigate.
All right, well, there you go. Matt's on the line. He wants to talk about it, and as I said, we're happy to talk to you, but you've got to be careful how you approach this, listeners. Matt's on the line. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Good.
Yeah, I was just listening to your conversation there, and my ex-wife has a little while ago decided not to give him my kids, and I've had consent orders in place for a while, and called the police, and they don't get involved. It's a domestic issue. So you go down the path of, okay, we've got to go to family court, and you've got to go get a mediation certificate, if you haven't got a current one, to actually go to family court. And that process, you go through Family Relationship Australia, and I couldn't get in until March next year, but luckily I've actually sorted it out with my ex-wife. I called her and sorted out the issues, but you know, the consent orders don't mean anything. They can just do whatever they like, and you're pretty well hopeless because the police don't get involved. It's a domestic issue.
Milos, what would your reaction be to that?
Look, orders are never useless, as you put it. I would certainly say that they are very helpful in circumstances where parties can't reach agreement or can't communicate effectively. Having court orders in place can be enforced, and I'm not sure, Matt, in your circumstance, whether you filed enforcement or contravention proceedings, but they're things that are available to that you can use in terms of enforcing those orders. The police won't act on those orders unless there is a recovery order or some kind of enforcement or contravention application or order that has been made. So the police won't get involved unless that occurs. So they will act on a recovery order, for example. So if you're not seeing your children, you file an application in the court for recovery of those children, and then the police will definitely act on that. So That's what I'd recommend. The other thing is, with respect to waiting lists and Relationships Australia, we're totally aware and acutely aware of the waiting lists and the problems that that cause, but there is the opportunity to resolve issues via a private mediator as well, or a family dispute resolution practitioner. Now, they're more expensive than Relationships Australia, but the waiting lists are far less.
All right, well, there you go. Milosh, appreciate that. 922 11 882 is the number to call if you'd like to get some advice in relation to the whole minefield that can be the family court. It's 16 to 10.